You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Finally, for our last piece today, I talked to Caroline Perry from Brake, the road safety charity, about Road Safety Week 2020, which is this week. The campaign this year is calling for everyone to hashtag step up for safe streets. There are plenty of ways you can support and get involved this week, and I spoke to Caroline a little bit about why it is important that we have a Road Safety Week in New Zealand and how people can get on board to make our roads safer for everyone.
So for Road Safety Week, communities across New Zealand get involved in the week to raise awareness of road safety or issues that are particularly important to them in their local area. So this year, the communities are calling for safer streets because the theme is Step Up for Safe Streets. So it's all about learning about and celebrating the design-led solutions of the safe system approach to road safety and focusing on how they can help us to reduce road deaths and injuries and help us all to get around in safe and healthy ways.
Why is it important to have a dedicated week such as this for road safety in New Zealand?
So we want people to be thinking about road safety every week, not just in Road Safety Week, but this week gives organisations, schools, community groups an opportunity to kickstart road safety campaigns, to raise awareness in their local area of issues that are particularly important to them, and just to have a clear focus for a week to help everyone focus a bit on Road Safety Week with the aim of that continuing past Road Safety Week as well. And it also provides for people like emergency services and road safety professionals who are involved in road safety all the time. It gives them a national event and campaign to help promote the work that they're doing year round.
So how can people get involved in Road Safety Week this week?
So there's more information on Road Safety Week at roadsafetyweek.org.nz, and you can find out more on there and access resources which can be used during the week but can also be used at any time as well, and that's all free to take part in. And other couple of easy ways to get involved in Road Safety Week as well is to go yellow. We're encouraging people to go yellow this Road Safety Week to highlight road safety. We're a member of the Yellow Ribbon Road Safety Alliance, and that's a group of organisations that are committed to raising awareness of road trauma in New Zealand, and we use the colour yellow to highlight that and also to show a personal commitment to safer roads. So you can wear yellow or display a yellow ribbon. And also we've got icons lighting up all around the country, including the Auckland Harbour Bridge is lit yellow for the whole of Road Safety Week as well to help raise awareness. So that's a really easy way. And the other thing is that we're asking people how safe they feel their street is. So on the Road Safety Week website, there's links to our online survey, and you can go on there and anonymously tell us how safe you think your street is.
Now, I know just in regards to that and how safe your street is, in the press release you talk a little bit about how COVID-19 and the lockdown periods saw people experiencing safer streets. How are we going to be able to maintain that sense of feeling safe on our streets like people did perhaps in lockdown?
Yeah, so our survey found that during lockdown, people noticed that there was less traffic on their streets, and they found that their neighbourhoods was a more enjoyable place to be, and they felt safer on going out on their streets as well, to walk and cycle in particular. So in order to keep that going, there are a few things that we really need to do. One is to ensure that particularly in our urban areas and in our communities, we've got safe speed limits. So that means having 30 kilometre an hour speed limits, which make it much safer for people to walk and cycle. It means having dedicated cycleways and pedestrian areas and pedestrian crossings. Well, plenty of safe places to cross the road so people feel it's a welcoming environment and it's easy and safe to get around their neighbourhood by foot or on bike. And that way we know when those sorts of things happen, people do feel better about going out and using those more active modes of transport, which is good for the environment, good for our health, as well as safety on the roads. And if we can do that and get more people out walking and cycling, then hopefully a lot of those people who were out doing those sorts of activities more during lockdown would be able to continue them.
That was Caroline Perry from Break, the Road Safety Charity, speaking about Road Safety Week 2020, which is happening this week. So stay safe out there if you're using the roads.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.